I think they have no respect for workers' rights. I think that they want to just tell us what they feel is in our best interests.
Jennifer Abruzzo served as the general counsel at the National Labor Relations Board, the government agency designed to protect workers, until she was fired in a public letter by Donald Trump.
Trump sent an email firing both me and Gwen Wilcox, the first Black woman board member, paraphrasing, "I have no confidence that you will effectuate my policies," which I, you know, is one of the only truths I've heard come out of his mouth.
Abruzzo's years guiding the labor board produced a wave of pro-worker policies. And despite the Trump administration's efforts, most of them are still legally binding. Here is just a sampling of the big ones that workers should know.
Mandatory captive audience meetings are now unlawful. If they engage in conduct that could taint the election process, then the board said, we're going to order you to bargain with the union. The board made sure that workers understood that. It doesn't take a protest or some other larger action for it to be considered protected concerted activity where workers can't be retaliated against for exercising that right.
Sue claims that Whole Foods is retaliating against workers who wore Black Lives Matter face masks on the job.
Racial justice, social justice, economic justice advocacy, which may have broad societal implications, if it touches on some issue in the workplace, then it is protected concerted activities. Let's say a worker was discharged unlawfully, they would get not only back pay owed for the time period that they were terminated, obviously get an offer of reinstatement, but they'd also get whatever other monetary harms that resulted from the unlawful activity.
Abruzzo's Trump-appointed replacement, quote-unquote, rescinded her memos on these rule changes. But for the most part, that means nothing.
People should not get their hair on fire because some of those memos, there's board law out there now. You don't put the genie back in the bottle. Workers know their rights. Workers are going to exercise their rights. And the general counsel is required to follow extant board law, the current board law. Workers need to understand that all of the regional offices are still open, so all the investigations regarding unfair labor practice charges are still happening. Elections for union representation, those are still happening.
But with the Trump administration's ongoing attacks on workers, including trying to end collective bargaining rights for public unions, nothing is guaranteed going forward.
What I'm talking about is the systematic attempt to eviscerate the rights that workers have in this country. And that's one of the reasons why we really have to fight back.